Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I also thank our distinguished colleague from Japan for his explanation. I draw the attention of our colleague from Japan and other colleagues to paragraph 22 of the report of the MX2, which mandates the chair of MX2 prepare a report listing considerations, lessons, perspectives, recommendations, conclusions, and proposals drawn from the presentations, a statement, working papers, and intervention on the agenda items under discussions at the meeting. And I think this mandate is quite clear, and the boundaries are determined. Those two appendixes were prepared by the chair, Mr. Nakai, from Japan, to as a tool to assist member states to have an informal discussion before the MX or even during the meeting of expert. And we clearly said during the informal session that the basis of our work is the agenda of the meeting of experts, not those two paper inform or non-paper in fact. And even during the consultation period regarding the draft of the summary, as it was mentioned by our distinguished colleague from Japan, we clearly said that this is beyond mandate. There was no agreement in the meeting of experts to annex these two non-paper to the summary. If we had an agreement, or at least if we had a heads up that the chair intends to annex those two non-papers to the summary, there was a basis for doing this. But we had no information that he intends to annex those non-papers to the summary. I tried to draw your attention to the problem that exists in the chair summary of the meeting of expert two in order to avoid any problem tomorrow when it comes to the consideration of the report of MSP. At the same time, I will seek further instruction from Capitol to see how we can deal with this issue. I thank you.